Welcome to Iconic Talk. This is your community's podcast with conversations about real estate, local happenings, and all things Winchester, Virginia. I'm Mark Francis, a local realtor, broker, and owner at Icon Real Estate. I am always excited to share everything I love and know about Winchester, Virginia with you. I always want you to be informed, savvy real estate consumer in today's ever-changing market. If you want local knowledge, you've come to the right place. Welcome, spring. Well, did you guys get a chance to see a little bit of the solar eclipse this past week? I feel like that the media, man, they were just all over it. So many different things, so many different postings on social media, all kinds of news stories about it. I guess it only comes around every so often, so you can't go wrong looking at it and talking about it. Hopefully it didn't burn your eyes. That was always the fear, right? And yeah, I think it's another 30 plus years when it's going to come back around again. You can fact check me on that. But just something to talk about, right? Something to talk about. Spring is here. And in this air of spring comes the end of school for many. You know, you think about being back in high school and what that looked like, whether it's prom season or sports and activities that all revolved around graduation. You think about what college students go through and just cramming and final exams and final papers and things that you just know you need to do in order to get to that next level. Shenandoah University has an interesting take on that, where they don't call it graduation, they call it commencement. I find that fascinating, the idea that it's a commencement in launching graduates into their new phase in life. You know, you're not necessarily leaving something behind as much as you are beginning and pursuing something new. And what they produce with students into the workplace, into our area, is really above what the average college provides. And especially here being a small town, we reap the benefits of that. And I'm not sure if you guys really are aware of that as much. And I wanted to bring that to our attention and our forefront in our conversation today. So there is a recent graduate who came our way to Icon Real Estate recently, but we had connections with him over the last, I'd say almost 18 months, because of just our interactions with some of the mentors that he had at Shenandoah and other business partners here in town. You'll hear this story. And it's a fascinating one because, you know, not every day here on Iconic Talk do we really get into the personal depths of stories of people. We hear some. We hear about businesses. We hear about real estate happenings and things like that. But I want to just take a pause in some of that conversations and learn about a person who just has a unique perspective on life and a unique story to tell. And he's actually one of our own at Icon Real Estate now as well. So without getting into too many of the weeds, let's just hear directly from him. Tayon Clanton, who graduated a year ago from Shenandoah University and has a perspective that he can give us here of what it's like to be a recent grad in the Winchester area. So here's my conversation with Tayon Clanton. Well, hey there, Tayon. What's up, man?
How you doing, man? I'm doing well.
I am so glad to have you on the episode today for Iconic Talk, because you're going to have some cool perspectives. You might be one of the younger people we've ever had on the show, and we're going to tap into your expert knowledge of all things. Tell us a little about yourself. How old are you right now?
Well, right now I'm 23 years old.
That's amazing. Yeah. I love it. Life is 23-year-old.
Yes.
In Winchester, Virginia. We're going to dive into all that. But before we even get to know what you're doing here in Winchester, just tell us a bit about yourself. Where'd you come from, and what brought you to town?
Okay. So, well, I was born and raised in Richmond, Virginia, so like 2 hours away from here.
Mm-hmm.
It was lovely, you know, growing up there. I really love my hometown, you know, with my parents, my siblings. I just love the community aspect that we had down there.
So you were born and raised in Richmond?
Yes.
Okay.
I was. And it's really quite hard to put everything into words. But I wouldn't want to grow up anywhere else. Like, I'm really proud of, you know, Richmond and where I'm from.
Yeah. And what high school did you go to?
I went to Highland Springs High School.
Okay.
And, you know, where I play, you know, sports, play football, lacrosse, soccer, even. And, you know, I made a lot of great relationships. And a lot of them I still, you know, still talk to them to this day.
Yeah.
And it's just a huge community. And it seemed like most of my generation, we still, you know, kind of keep in touch to this day.
So what kind of, what's your favorite sport of all those ones that you did?
My favorite sport out of everything that I did, I would say I played lacrosse. I played lacrosse my senior year.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my first time ever playing lacrosse. And my first year, well, I would say beginning to it before the season even started, we was doing tryouts. And I really sucked doing tryouts because that was my first time ever playing it. But I was just getting better each day because I was really determined. And I also had one of my best friend. You know, I grew up, you know, playing sports with him. So that really helped me, you know, keep pushing to get better because, mm-hmm. you know, I'm very competitive and I love sports. And each day I would try to get better. And he was the captain of the team already. So I was like, man, if he can be a captain, man, I want to be a captain too. So I was really just working every day. Even when I get home, I just love the sport. I was so fascinated with it. So I would play with my, you know, my claw stick and a ball. I'll go right outside in the front yard playing with it. I'll watch YouTube videos. I was just so fascinated with it.
Just self-taught, pretty much.
Yeah, it really just came natural. After just keep on working at it, after I just kept working on it, you know, practicing with my coach. And sometimes we have these little training sessions with coaches from other schools, and those schools would be like really great, mm-hmm. and their head coach would come work with us actually on Saturdays, and I would just take advantage of them, and I was eventually, you know, able to get better at the sport. My first year, I really became the team captain, and the coach really made the whole offense based off of me.
Nice.
So
what position at lacrosse do you end up kind of defaulting to? Is it like I don't even know positions in lacrosse at all. So you're gonna have to educate me on that.
Yeah. So I was a attackman. So I was really on offense, on the offensive side of the field, up there near the goal. And sometimes I played at X, and that's like, you know, the main ball carrier.
Okay.
Sometimes it really depends on the play where I would be positioned at. We really looked at the attacking point of the field as a clock. So, like, you know, I would say the top of the key right behind the goal is like 12 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, directly in front of it, 6 o'clock, and so on and so forth. And or, you might just stay, you know, you might just call it, you know, the 12 o'clock position, the X. And that's sometimes where I would be. I made a lot of good plays back there.
So did you end up, it actually was an official sport for your high school? Because I'm not sure, I have to check on this. I'm not sure if lacrosse is even a sport here in our local areas in Winchester and Frederick County. I could be wrong, but like when you're playing against other schools, like what did that look like? Was there district championships and moving on to different playoff opportunities there your senior year?
Yeah, so by the time, so the club, at first, for the first 2 years, so I would say my sophomore year and my junior year, it was a club, because our coach, he was our resource officer at the school, and he, you know, he grew up playing lacrosse, he played in Maryland, I think that's where he's originally from, and he really wanted to start a lacrosse program at our school. So for the first 2 years, I was for my sophomore year and junior year of high school, mm-hmm. it was a club. And by the time I started playing in senior year, it was an official sport at the school, and we would play against different teams. We didn't make it to the playoffs, of course, you know, because we were still, you know, getting...
Still young.
Yeah. Still young. It's still a fresh program. We still learning everything. Still new to a lot of people.
Right.
But I really loved that team. I really loved the guys that I was playing with. it was one of the best teams I ever played with. You know, it was a great group of guys.
And you are competitive, and you like that kind of team camaraderie a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
And like you're talking about even being in your school, and you're harkening back to those relationships and everything. So,
oh, yeah.
What about the school did you like? You know, when you were in your high school, you know, element there, it's more than just sports, obviously. There's education that goes on. So when you're pursuing different colleges and different universities, what did that process look like for you?
Oh, yeah. So a lot of my friends, you know, that I was hanging around, because I played football in high school for all 4 years. And one of our biggest goals were to, you know, make it to signing day so we can, you know, sign to the college that we, you know, choose to go to. So that was really our main goal. And I know that a lot of other people, you know, let's say they didn't play sports, they were looking to go to college as well. But since I was kind of in the athletic part of the school, that's who I was hanging around. And we all shared common goals of just going to college. And, you know, we had a good resources at the school to help us get there and make our dreams come true. Even our English teachers, they would help us fill out applications and write, I forgot what it's called, but I know, when you're in an application process of, you know, applying for a college, you have to write like a paper about yourself.
All kinds of essays, exactly. I'm sure. Right?
Yeah, we had to write an essay. So yep. Our English teacher would help us, you know, make an essay, and that was really beneficial. And of course, you know, they stayed on top of us about making sure our GPA was right, so we can, you know, move forward with the college process, because that was huge. SAT scores was huge. So even our football coaches, he'll make sure, hey, guys, register for the SAT. Make sure you take the ACT. Make sure, you know, you're keeping up with your grades. So the whole community and the whole high school aspect of it really was looking to make sure we, you know, we were able to make it to the next level.
Well, because you can't go play football at a university or a college unless you get accepted into the school.
Of course.
So you've got to go through that whole process of applying and writing essays and keeping up your grades and being academic. So what schools did you really look at? And then how did you end up in Winchester? Because I think I know the writing on the wall there. It was Shenandoah University. So what drew you to Shenandoah?
Yeah, I was looking at a lot of different schools. I mean, I really wanted to go to Norfolk State because that's where my dad went. So I really wanted to make it there. And then I was just torn at different other schools. And then eventually we came up here to Shenandoah University. I had a visit up here. And we were watching a football game. We were able to tour around the school, see the chapel, meet some folks around the school. And me, you know, I really pay attention to how my mom looks at things. And I really, you know, look at her and see how she's feeling about it.
Uh-huh.
And she was loving it.
As sirens go by. Yes.
Yeah, she was really loving the whole community of the school. And I was like, wow, it really does feel like home here. My mom loved it. My dad loved it. So it seems like the right choice to me. I really love, you know, the coaches. Everybody just seemed like, as soon as I stepped on campus, I just felt at home because everybody embraced me and showed a lot of love.
That's cool.
So I really appreciated that. And
it's neat to hear that from your perspective, because we've had a couple of people on Iconic Talk in the past that are some of the faculty staff members there of Shenandoah, and they talk about that. I remember talking to Scott Spriggs one particular time where he was sharing how, like, in the recruiting process, they try to share that it's a family there at Shenandoah. And, you know, my son goes there and my wife works there, so I'm hooked. I'm all in. But to hear it from your perspective, you felt that as well.
Yes, I did. Even during my whole course of being there, it always had that family aspect. And of course, it really hurt it. Well, not hurt it, but it really, you know, caused me, you know, somewhat amount of pain when, you know, we have some faculty leaving or some staff leaving, because they were just so monumental to, you know, my journey of, you know, college.
So you go into school and you have to survive COVID, you have to survive different experiences of of being in isolation or yes. being in classrooms separate and going through that whole process. We don't need to get into the weeds of that, but I'm sure your entire career there was very roller coaster like. What did it look like from the student athlete perspective? Because you've got to go to classes, and so I'm curious what you decided to major in, and how did playing football and being an athlete, along with taking those classes, shape your years there in your undergrad program?
Yeah, so I would say I really, during the course of being there, I wouldn't consider myself as a student athlete. Because I did, you know, get injured, so my career did end quite quickly. Mm-hmm. but I would say during the whole course, it was around me because majority of the students were student athletes, so I kind of felt the same way as well, mm-hmm. but not officially.
Yeah.
But being that I wasn't playing sports, I had a lot of more time to focus on academics. And I was able to get a 4.0. I was really excited.
Look at that. Oh, that's amazing.
My mom was happy about it. My dad was happy about it. It was a huge accomplishment. It was sweet.
That's crazy.
But I chose to major in psychology. And then, of course, when 11th grade, junior year hit, I chose to minor in criminal justice. But I chose psychology because I wanted to become a psychiatrist. I really enjoyed learning about the human mind, and I was intrigued on why people do the things that they do, why do they think the way that they think, and also, you know, what are the reasons for certain behaviors that we have in this world and society. And I also wanted to help people with that, not as just a counselor or a therapist, but as an actual doctor, as an actual psychiatrist. And then, of course, you know, during the time of my journey at Shenandoah, my interest has changed. Like I said, I picked up the minor of criminal justice because I actually switched from wanting to be a psychiatrist to a police officer. Because that was always around. Of course, I had my head lacrosse coach. He was a police officer. And it was just really just fascinating to me. I really loved that career. I would look at videos all the time because I was just so interested in it. And then I had goals, you know, during COVID, of course, we got sent home. So I had a lot of time to think and ponder of what I want my life to be like. And I made goals for myself that I want to accomplish. So I no longer wanted to be a police officer. I wanted to do, you know, real estate because that interested me as well. And that actually led me to where I am today.
Yeah, that's fascinating. So COVID caused you to have this just deep dive into like, okay, what am I doing with myself? What am I doing with my life? You're home, you're hanging out, you eventually get back to school. You didn't necessarily change major and minors though. So you still came out with a degree in psychology, yeah. Right? And then the minor in criminal justice, but yet your passion and your drive of what you wanted to do changed a little bit.
Yes, it did. So yeah, during COVID, we got sent home. It was my freshman year in March. I was always waiting to, you know, get that email saying that we can come back, but we just never did. But I really took advantage of that time though. I really took that time to really get myself to the next level. I would teach myself how to do a lot of things. I would, you know, work on my car, cut my own hair. I even started my own, you know, clothing brand. It was nice. I really took that time to really take myself to the next level and envision what I want myself to, you know, be like in the future.
And you're really more of an entrepreneur from that standpoint as well. I mean, from those things that you're talking about, that's just self-motivation is kind of cool. How do you see, and I want our audience to kind of glean a little something from this conversation as well, because when you are a student and you're graduating in any university, but here specifically in Winchester, Shenandoah is the university in town that we all gravitate towards. I'm really curious of what you and your classmates were experiencing when you're being groomed to go out into the workforce to get a job. And some students stick around town, like you, obviously, and then some are going away and getting jobs out there as a career. in your psychology world or criminal justice world of friends, what did you see those graduates gain when it came to employment? What's the sweeping overview of the state of the union with the job market right now? You know, what did you see? What are some stories from friends who were out there interviewing and trying to get jobs after graduation?
Yes, I had a lot of friends who were able to accomplish their goals and accomplishing that dream job that they always wanted. Some, of course, did it in Winchester and they were able to stay in Winchester. But some ventured out to local states like Maryland, mm-hmm. Maybe even North Carolina. But it really depended upon the opportunities that were available for them being that career field they wanted to get into. So if it was a job opening in Winchester, of course they would stay in Winchester. But if there was a job opportunity that was offering them more, then, you know, of course they might venture off to Maryland. You have some friends who want to stay with their family. So they might go back home to, you know, start their career and start their life.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I wanted to stay in Winchester because I think Winchester is great, especially for young adults. You know, you're looking to start their life. Really for everybody, really. But I really liked it because it's a good small town. It's a really nice community. I really can see myself thriving in this area.
Mm, mm-hmm. And you chose a different path. So you mentioned how you had the COVID moment, and you're like, I'm going to look into real estate. So yes. Your senior year, when you were pursuing kind of jobs or next steps upon graduation, what did that look like for you?
Yeah, so I always knew that after college, I'm going to do real estate. So my career path, where my career goes, were a little different from everybody else. I still took the time to elevate my interview skills, mm-hmm. my resume. But of course, I did it a little differently than the average person who's looking to get a different kind of career field. So I would say I really depended upon my mentors. They were really vital to helping me get to where I am today. They gave me great advice to do an internship, which eventually led to me getting into real estate.
Mm-hmm.
I did an internship in Berryville for a summer. And I was really taking the time to really educate myself about real estate. I really took the advantage to really scope it out. And I really could see myself being successful in that career because I really have a passion for it. I have a passion for helping others. Like I said,
yep.
I wanted to be a psychiatrist. So I think it's the best of both worlds, being able to, you know, collide those two worlds together. You got helping people on this side, also, you know, real estate on the other side. So bringing those two worlds together is what's really driving my passion for it.
And then that led us together as well.
Of course, yes.
Yeah. So one of your mentors, Fritz Polite.
Yes.
And if you don't know Fritz, I got to get Fritz on this on this show because, man, that guy can connect people in his sleep. I mean, he just is just a human magnet for people. And so you had a relationship with him. We had a relationship with him as well. And I believe that's how we got connected. Plus the fact that you were looking into just, you were hunting down, okay, who can give me more information about real estate? Do you remember what that looked like there, your senior year?
Yeah, so I talked to my mentor, you know, James Emo.
James Emo, yeah, thank exactly. you. Yes.
Yeah, he's a financial advisor for Edward Jones.
I'm corrected. Yes. Yeah, you're right. And yeah, he's a magnet as well. Yes.
So I really took the time to really talk to him about my goals. And he was able to set up a lunch with me, Dave, and myself.
Uh-huh.
And it was great. I really took the time to learn more about real estate, what Icon is all about.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say it was successful because I'm here now.
You're here now. So you graduated, and you're not going straight into real estate straight away. You're also in a graduate program.
Yes. Yeah, so yeah, right now I'm actually pursuing my master's in business because I think it's just my personal opinion. I think everyone should know business because it's so vital to our everyday adult life, financing, accounting, Sometimes even marketing, if you are looking to sell something, let's say you even trying to sell a couch, you know, it could be really beneficial to you to have these skills. So I really wanted to invest into my education and make sure I get my MBA.
Yep.
And also it's another accomplishment that I can, you know, be proud of, you know, for the family,
yeah,
future family. I really enjoy making my parents proud, making the family proud. So, yeah.
So Shenandoah does an amazing job of placing and having positive career outcomes for students. If I'm looking at their stats, 75% of people are employed right away, of students who graduate. Another 17, though, are going into continuing education, just like you. So it's a 92% positive outcome for Shenandoah students. That paints a good picture for us as just a town, as just a region of really fresh, motivated minded students who are going out into the workplace looking for jobs and careers to just flourish and pursue. And you're one of them. So here you are. Now you recently got your real estate license and you're with Icon Real Estate. So give us a little bit of your goals of what you're looking to accomplish here in these next couple of years.
Yeah, so in these next couple of years, I'm just looking to help as many people as I can, you know, bring a lot of more families to Winchester.
It's that psychology degree as well, man. You're just there to help people. I love
exactly.
it.
Exactly. You know, I think that's what I really live for. And I think that's what we all should, you know, live for, you know, helping others, making sure we leave a huge impact. Especially, you know, that's a big, huge part of, you know, what I wanted to leave my legacy as, really impacting a lot of people. But I would say, you know, impacting a lot of people is possible, bringing a lot of people to Winchester because it's a beautiful place, and I wish more people could see it. But if people looking to relocate to Winchester, buy a home in Winchester, former students looking to purchase a home right after graduation, even college students that's in college looking to rent.
Tan's your man.
Exactly. That's Winchester is also a huge retirement place. We have a huge population of, you know, older folks who's looking to retire here because, like I said, it's an amazing town. It's an amazing area just to be.
Yep.
We have Apple Blossom annually. It's just
that
amazing.
Is coming up. I'm excited.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it has a lot of benefits to live here, and I just wish more people could, you know, see it.
Yep. Well, we need a way to reach out to you. I mean, we can just Google your name and find you. But tell the audience, if they're looking for a young, motivated realtor to help them out, where do they find Teyon Clanton?
Of course. You know, you can find me on Facebook, of course. You know, my name is Teyon Clanton. On Facebook, you will see my picture of me smiling.
Always smiling.
Of course, yes. And you'll see me on Instagram. And I really, when you go to my social media platforms, you will see a link that also have the link to my other social media platforms. So I'm on LinkedIn, you have my email attached to it as well. So, you know, feel free to reach out. And like I said, I really enjoy taking care of, you know, my people, my clients. And that's why I got the name, you know, the People's Realtor. You know, I'm a man of the people.
There you go. I love it.
I really enjoy, you know, helping others and making sure they're taken care of. When I'm in a transaction, you know, with clients, you know, I always think of how would I want someone to treat my parents if they were going through this process. So that's what I really aim to do, you know, take care of people. So if you want to be helped and be in good hands, you know,
you're the man. You got it. Well, thank you so much for being here. I really love getting into the mind of a fresh recent grad, and you are a cool refreshment here for Icon team. So thanks for being a part of us here and just allowing our listening audience to get excited about, you know, what Shenandoah University provides to our community. And you're just an example of that. So Teyon, thanks, yeah, man.
It was an honor and a privilege to be here today. I really appreciate it. And happy to be a part of the Icon team. You know, I feel iconic every day.
So. There you go. Thank awesome. You. Thanks, Dan.
Thanks.
Well, thanks so much, Teyon. It really was a pleasure to have you on the episode. I wanted to highlight and allow people to get a perspective of who you are and your personality, and I think that came through loud and clear. Some of the things I learned today, obviously I was corrected in who his mentor was. I know he has connections there with Fritz, but James Emo is certainly one in town as a force to be reckoned with of who can network with people. I think he's somebody who I would love to have on the show as well. I've chatted with him about it a couple different times. But yeah, I got to pin him down. Well, what Teyon also shared with us is just how there is a hunger and just a desire of other student friends of his to stick around town and to pursue their goals and their careers. And Teyon certainly was one of them. What we get a chance to see here in town day in, day out, whether it be student athletes at Shenandoah or people in the conservatory with as they do shows or in networking. By the way, I got to share that I'm going to be a proud sponsor of one of the Shenandoah Business School's upcoming fundraising opportunities. As a golf tournament here coming up in a few weeks, the second week of May. So look for me out there supporting Shenandoah University in that way. And I'll have to brag a little bit. I'm ramping up to prepare for a party that's going to be a double graduation party for my wife, who's graduating from a DMS, doctoral medical science degree, and also my son, Tyson, who will be graduating from the conservatory. So that's all fresh in my mind here for the month of May coming up. Well, what is coming up fresh in Winchester coming up, even before that graduation season? Let me highlight just a couple things. First of all, I've never spoken about this directly, but there is a really cool spot right next to Shenandoah University called Abrams Creek, and it's connected with the Jim Barnett Park. I think a couple of years ago when we asked people what the iconic questions are, this is one of those hidden gems, a little hidden gem that you can find in that Shenandoah Jim Barnett Park area. And they're going to provide, and they're providing four different opportunities. The second one's coming up this coming Saturday of a nature walk. So to hop out there, and you can meet people from 8:30 to 10:30, walk around that Abrams Creek area, get a chance to see some of the birds, some of the ducks, some of the geese, other nature activities that you can go do. No fee, no registration, just show up right there outside of the preserve area in the Jim Barnett Park area. You know, there's the pond. It's really cool. So check that out. That's going to be something that you can do this coming weekend. Next weekend is going to be, there's a few different events, but I'm just going to highlight the one, Solenbergers, who they're another person who I've been pursuing to try to have on our show because they have a great, fascinating family-run business story to tell. Solenbergers Hardware Store. They're having a hardware car, truck, motorcycle and tractor show on April 20th, so next Saturday from 9 to 3, and I'm posting all these details on our show notes as well, so look out for that. It's going to be in their parking lot. Anybody can show up. You can actually register to have some of your cars, tractors, motorcycles in the show if you'd like, and there's a small entry fee. They're going to have trophy awards to give out, and they're going to have food, games, things like that out there. So check out Solenbergers next Saturday. And I'm not mentioning too many other events because the big one is coming up, and we're only weeks away from the 97th Shenandoah Apple Blossom Festival. So go to their website, thebloom.com, where you can see all the different activities. I think I counted 59, and I could be corrected, but I counted 59 different events that you can sign up for to participate in this year's Apple Blossom Festival. It spans from April 26th through May 5th. So by the time you get a chance to hear from me again, we're going to be in full bloom mode. So we will certainly talk about more things to come next episode, but just go to the website where you can get your souvenirs, get your details about the events, all the different activities that are happening. It just gets better every year. Looking forward to it. Take a moment, check that out, reserve your seats, reserve your activities, and plenty of concerts, plenty of sporting events, plenty of, you name it, all the behind the scenes things. You know, you hear about the top events that typically happen, whether it be like the the sports brunch or the, actually, I mean, I think I've had it last year. We shared it all with the director. We've talked about the prayer brunch before as well, but there's going to be so many different things. I can't even name them all. I'm looking at the website right now, and it's just overwhelming. So go there right now and check that out for Apple Blossom Festival coming up, the 97th one, you know, where, man, that's amazing. And they're also celebrating their 100th anniversary. So there's a story behind that as well. So anyway, I'm excited to look forward to that here for our town, and we'll just hope and pray that there's good weather, right? Well, thanks so much for being a part of the episode today. I hope you learned something that just can motivate and inspire you. And remember, when you're looking for a real estate professional, I think Tayon hit it spot on. Make sure they're experienced, innovative, personal, dedicated, and available. And I always love having you spend your time with me as we chat every 2 weeks with you. But make sure you subscribe. If you don't get those downloaded to your devices right away, just do that for us and make sure you pass us along to any of your friends so they can know all the details about what it means to be in the real estate industry and love our Winchester community. Let them know they can find us on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever they get their podcasts. Thanks to our editor extraordinaire, Samin Battaglia, and our social media queen, Liv Gordon. Until next time, think iconic.